Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Friday, 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. And this morning, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had the you ever seen something advertised and you just had that wow moment where you're thinking to yourself, that's an awesome invention. Why didn't I think of this? You ever had that?
I've never had a why didn't I think of that moment, because I mean, I'm not an inventor by nature. It's not me. But I see things on TV and say, yeah, wow, that's a great idea.
That's a brilliant idea. I have been made aware of an invention today that and it's not a new invention. It's a new application to an old invention. All right, let me explain. First of all, Chris, you've had children.
Continue to have them.
Yeah. It's not like you gave them
not
away.
Locked in the trunk or anything, no.
Daddy! Yeah, no. We still have children, but and your kids are still in the age of adoring peanut butter, yes?
One will start high school, one's in middle school, two grade schoolers.
Okay, well, the grade schoolers probably still just love peanut. My child almost lives exclusively off peanut butter. If you ask her at any time, hey, what would you like? Oh, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yes, but it's dinner time. Uh-huh. Anyway, so when you have a child that adores peanut butter and would probably, you know, wear it sometimes they do if they don't eat, you know, if they eat kind of sloppily. Anyway, you buy it by the ginormous tub. And when you're down at the bottom of the jar with a knife, you know, there's still like 5 sandwiches worth of peanut butter down there. And you're getting your hand trying to, and you get peanut butter everywhere. It's just a mess. You can never get it out off the sides. You know, there's the lip on the jar and the peanut butter gets under the lip and you can't get it. So you waste quite a bit of peanut butter if you just chuck it in the trash like I do. And keep that in mind while I go to the next item. You know, antiperspirants and deodorants. Most of them have where you twist it at the bottom and it extrudes the product out of the top.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That keeps you from wasting. You've got peanut butter in your left hand. You've got your deodorant stick in the right hand. Take that idea. Put your hands together. They've come out with a peanut butter jar, and I believe this is one of the best inventions ever created.
Push-up peanut butter?
Yes. A jar where you twist the bottom of the jar and the product is pushed to the top, scraping the sides as it comes along. This, my friends, may be the greatest invention of the 21st century. And when I saw this, I'm thinking to myself, why haven't I thought of this? Why did I not think of this? And it's been presented to me 100 times, okay? I watch, sometimes in my spare time, I'll watch the Food Channel. And one of my favorite cooks that's on there is Alton Brown. He's got a series of measuring cups that you push from the bottom, and it pushes everything in the measuring cup out. It's almost like a syringe. You slide it down. You can add all kinds of things. Oh, I need a quarter cup of this, or you put that. You know, I need a half a cup of that. You can put it all in one tube, and then you push it into your food. And it pushes up from the bottom. Why did I not think of the idea of a jar that extrudes peanut butter by twisting the bottom of the cup, extrudes it out of the top? I don't understand why I didn't think of this. Think of all the ramifications with it. Jelly. You can never get all the jelly out of the bottom of the jar. Mayonnaise. You can never, and forget about getting the squirt jar of mayonnaise, okay? That's just, I don't know, that just makes rude noises when you're trying to make a sandwich. You shake it, and there's a glob of mayonnaise, and it won't come. And then when it does hit the bottom, you can't squirt it out.
Squirt bottles of ketchup, perhaps.
Yes,
sure.
Even ketchup. Think of, ice cream. And there is no end to the magnificence that is the twist bottom extrusion of a food product. I don't know. Is there any reason for us to continue on with the program with this amazing news being the very first thing that we talk about this morning? Could it get any better?
You wish you had such a thing like right there on the counter right now, right?
Dude, I'm not kidding. I wish I had thought of this idea. I could go to the end of my life and say, I bettered mankind. because of my existence, there are people that are living a happier, more complete, and full life because I created the twisty bottom extrusion jar. And now what do I do? Chris, what do I do? I am faced with a very difficult situation in my life. What could I possibly do that would be meaningful at this point?
This is like rock and roll band names. All the good ideas are taken.
I think it's even more important than that, dude. I don't know. Maybe I should come up with, I don't know. You know what I need? I need something to lift me up and give me inspiration to keep going. That is truly what I need. I wonder if I have anything around that I could find for inspiration.
And now, a motivational moment with Professor Scott.
It takes 43 facial muscles to frown and 17 to smile, but it doesn't take any to just sit there with a blank look on your face.
This has been a motivational moment with Professor Scott.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.